I'm going to watch it till 1 o'clock and then probably have pretty typical lunchtime activity. Then I'll come back for the after school activity.
I'm sitting in a rental car with Carolyn Morehouse, a traffic and safety engineer with the DOT. We're parked nose out in front of Gopherwood on Halibut Point Road at noon on a Wednesday as Carolyn counts pedestrian use of the crosswalks at Peterson and Brady Streets.
Now, here you have a doctor jaywalking across the street over to the physical therapy clinic.
I'm just going to mark him as an adult.
But it's interesting how somebody wouldn't just come up, you know, just wouldn't walk the additional 20 or 30 feet and come up to the crosswalk.
I've heard this stretch of road called Death Valley. It's got apartment complexes on both sides, the hospital and its physical therapy clinic, the hardware store, and a crosswalk and connector street leading directly from Sitka's McDonald's to the high school.
Well, the good thing about the road is it's relatively low speed, and there are gaps for pedestrians. It's not constant cars. There is an ability to find a gap to cross the street.
Morehouse is here because this segment of road, and that's what engineers call it, a segment as opposed to an intersection, seems very dangerous, particularly for pedestrians and cyclists. All these driveways. I know a bike rider was hit last summer by a car turning into McDonald's. She later had to have surgery on her knee. As I sit thinking about this, here comes bike shop owner Bill Hughes on foot, walking across the street in the Brady crosswalk. He stops to share his views on this stretch of road.
Where are you going?
I'm going to McDonald's to get my wife a wrap. She's cleaning house, so I'm on lunch duty.
And are you going to use the crosswalk on the way back?
I sure am, yeah.
This is Carolyn. She's from the DOT. She's counting people in the crosswalk.
Oh. This is supposed to be one of the most dangerous for accidents in the whole town right here, this section of Halibut Point Road by McDonald's and True Value.
You usually bike more, right?
Yeah, right.
Have you ever had a bike accident in this vicinity?
No, never have. No. No. There have been bike accidents here, though. Most of them involve usually the kids riding across the crosswalk instead of pushing their bike or something like that.
The DOT is here at the request of Sitka Public Works, which was asked by the school district to evaluate this section of highway for a school crossing. At last night's school board meeting, Morehouse described this type of mid-block crosswalk as a two-edged sword.
It's legal for a person to cross a street at an intersection, meaning a road. They don't need a crosswalk marked. And sometimes when you mark a crosswalk, the pedestrian feels like I have the right of way and walks out, where if you don't have one marked, the pedestrian is more careful. I'm going to look at that and see how many pedestrians do cross there.
That's funny what you pick up when you just come out and watch.
Traffic. You do have to watch it in a lot of different things, setting timing for signal lights. It's really hard to do remotely. You do have to come and watch.
The longer I sit with Morehouse, the more I realize that traffic engineers live in a gray area somewhere between the cold reality of data and the fuzzy perceptions of ordinary people. I can tell that she would be loath to put in a crosswalk here that would seem safer but actually be more dangerous. According to data collected over the last 5 years, this road segment is a kitten, not even in the top 50 of Southeast's most accident-prone places. In fact, the most dangerous place in Sitka, the Swan Lake intersection, is 15th overall in Southeast. Lake and Lincoln is 19th.
Is that something you encounter all the time? You have residents who tell you an area is very dangerous, and you go back and check the statistics, and they just don't bear it out?
Right. It's very common.
As far as the crosswalks go, Morehouse will take the data she gathers over the course of a couple days here back to her office in Juneau and compare it against the established warrants for crosswalks. Ultimately, the DOT may decide that one of these crosswalks may have to go. Of the 31 people crossing the street this busy noon hour, only 12 use the crosswalk anyway.
If you could wave a wand and do anything you wanted to make this stretch of road feel safer, what would you do?
Yeah, I don't know. It's a hard question because this is relatively low speed. There's a signal light right up there. There's nothing that's popping out at me that this is really dangerous. There's driveways. There's these open driveways, which aren't ideal. But there's nothing that right at this point that's really popping out at me is really unsafe.
Reporting in Sitka, I'm Robert Woolsey.
No one uses the crosswalk.